hasn't finished.
This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with a representative for a short three-question survey.
Thanks for calling Geekswell Customer Care. This is David. I can help you.
Hi, this is Kenya with XBO, and what's your name again?
David.
David? Mm-hmm. Okay, I have an FMS number for you if you can help me out with it.
Sure, what's that number?
It is 780-419-63.
Alrighty, just one moment here.
I don't know why I can't hear.
Oh, I might be speaking real soft, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. It's okay. I didn't even know you heard that, but I was thinking it was my headset.
No, it's probably me. A lot of times I don't speak up as loud as I probably need to. Alright, and the name and address on that order?
It is Justin Romero, 3712 Fifth Avenue Road, Joliet, Illinois, 60431.
Okay, and then I've got that phone number, 630-386-2210.
That is correct.
Alright, and what's going on today?
Yes, so the customer, the techs went out to install the water line for the customer. They stated that the basement isn't finished. They can't make any holes to install water lines, so customer would need to get a plumber out.
Okay. Did they deliver the unit or did they take that back?
Yes, they delivered it.
Okay, so as of right now, if the customer wants the water line, they need a plumber because the basement's under construction?
Yes.
Is that something that we complete down the road once the construction's completed, or no?
We can come back and install it. We just have to set up another date. If they need, like, once the plumber finishes the basement, we can come in and install if you guys would like.
Okay. Yeah, just if the customer wants it done sooner, they just need a plumber now.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, so when I reach out to the customer, we can make sure we're on that same
Yes,
page.
Sir.
All let me reach out to the customer. I'm going to give you Gase's number now, because I don't know. Well, let me call the customer first.
That's fine. You can. I wait on the line.
All right. Let me just put you on brief hold, and I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.
You're welcome.
righty, ma'am. You still with me?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for holding. So I'm definitely glad I got you to stay there. She's saying that the basement's not under construction. It's a finished basement with a drop ceiling. And the team said they could not do that, even though it sounds like we've done it in the past. So I don't know what y'all's rules are on a ceiling like that.
I don't know. Let me see what, because you know what? I could barely understand what he was saying, but when I did repeat back to him what I said to you, mm-hmm. he said that was correct. So you know what? Let me just get him on the line. He's still on the line with me.
Yeah, because she's saying that it is a finished basement along the walls, but it has a drop ceiling, you know, like the type where you can remove, you know, push up and move the tiles over.
Yes.
The room and stuff like that. So she's saying we did it about 9 years ago for her old fridge, but that water line she thinks has ruptured somewhere, and that's why she was asking to have the new one put in. So so of course she was a little confused too.
Yeah, I think we had a case like that probably like last week to where the ticks couldn't go in the basement due to that. So let me just get him on the line. Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Hi, Gilberto. I have Rep. David on the line, and we was just trying to verify that you guys couldn't go and install the water line due to the basement being dropped.
The basement was finished, meaning it had a ceiling. So we can't be making holes anywhere in the ceiling to run our line.
Well, the scope of work on for installation of a new water line actually says we can.
We don't have anything to patch the hole. If it's an open basement, we can run the line. But if it's finished, how are we going to find all the plumbing?
Well, I understand that.
We
part.
Can't
I'm
see any of the
to,
plumbing.
I'm just referring to the ceiling. I mean, I would assume she knows where a plumbing is, but
no, because it's a finished basement. It's not a drop ceiling. It's just finished. We can't see none of the plumbing.
Oh, okay.
So it's a matter of not knowing where to do the insulation from.
Right.
Yeah, we run from under the sink, and it's all the way across from the fridge. So we can we'll be making holes and, you know, try to run a copper line if we can see where we're going.
I think I understand. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me just reach back over at her because just two bits of information trying to get us all on the same page here. So the biggest issue is that, right, when you guys go in the basement, you can't find where to attach the water line, right? And that's the biggest issue.
Right. I mean, she already had a prick system right there, but either way, we couldn't find the valve for that one because, again, it had a finished basement.
I want to make sure I understood correctly, too, right? Like, the fridge is too far away from the sink to run it from the sink?
It's completely across from the sink. So, like, we can't leave exposed water line. We can't go through the cabinet we can go through the cabinet, and it has an island right in between the sink and the fridge. So.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All right, yeah, let me just reach back out to the customer. I'll be right back, okay?
Que sean dos. ¿Y acá? ¿Longaniza? Oh, sí. ¿Qué bueno? ¿Qué? ¿Quién crees que soy? ¿El pitufo o qué? Sí. Bueno, no se lo imagino. Oh, mira, creo que ese es el gazpacho llenando leche en el queso y el agua. El de arriba a la izquierda, es el lado del mango.
Sorry about the hold in there. Got the case number for you guys.
Okay, I'm ready for the case number, and I give it to Gilberto.
Okay. Going to be 287-001-896.
Just to verify, it was 287-201-896.
001-896.
I'm sorry, say the middle three again. I'm sorry about that.
001.
001. Okay. Thank you so much for that, David, and you have a great day.
Something calling LBFR. You guys have a good one.
Hi, Gilberto. I have the rep's name, the breeze code.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. The rep's name is David.
Okay.
The breeze code is 287-001. 896.
All right. Thank you. Right.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that'd be all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling XPR. You have a great day.
You too as well.